WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom with your trusty guide, Dylan Brooks. Ever feel like you're stuck in a time warp? I'm talking about those moments when you're reliving past mistakes or anxiously worrying about the future. You know that feeling? Like you're constantly chasing shadows instead of embracing the sunlit present moment. Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're tackling today. We're diving into the power of staying present and letting go of those pesky regrets and fears that hold us back from truly living. Think of it like this. Life is a wild, beautiful ride. And if you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror or nervously peering ahead, you're missing out on the breathtaking scenery right outside your window. Today, we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to help you seize control of your mind, cultivate inner peace, and start living more fully in this very moment. First up, accept that the past is gone. It's done. Dusted. Over. There's no changing it, no rewriting history. So why spend precious energy dwelling on what could have been or should have been? The past is a teacher, sure, but its lessons are best absorbed and then moved on from. Let go of the guilt, the shame, those what-ifs. It's like trying to catch smoke, it just slips through your fingers. Number 2. Don't let fear be your GPS. Fear is a powerful emotion, no doubt about it. It can paralyze us, hold us back from pursuing our dreams, and make everyday life feel like navigating a minefield. But here's the thing. Fear isn't always rational. It often whispers lies and exaggerates threats. Instead of letting fear dictate your actions, take a step back, assess the situation realistically. You might be surprised to find that the monster you're facing is just a harmless shadow. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some complicated spiritual exercise. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of your breath. These seemingly mundane things are often overlooked because we're too busy daydreaming or worrying. By anchoring ourselves in the here and now, we can cultivate a sense of calm and appreciation for life's simple joys. Now, here's where it gets really real. Number 4 is about focusing on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reaction to it. Instead of getting caught up in things beyond your grasp, channel your energy into taking action where you have influence. Want a promotion? Work hard and showcase your skills. Feeling anxious about an upcoming event? Prepare thoroughly and face it with confidence. Remember, true strength lies not in avoiding challenges, but in meeting them head-on. And finally, number 5, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, right? But taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments can make a world of difference. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, you naturally shift your mindset from one of scarcity to abundance. Let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at a networking event surrounded by ambitious people, and suddenly you remember that embarrassing moment from college when you tripped over your own feet during a presentation. You start to feel self-conscious, doubt creeps in, and you find yourself retreating into your shell. That's fear whispering those familiar lies. Instead of letting it control you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone has awkward moments, and focus on engaging with the people around you genuinely. Remember, you are not defined by past mistakes or future anxieties. You are capable of overcoming challenges, learning from your experiences, and creating a life filled with purpose and joy. So go out there and live fully in this moment. Embrace the present, let go of what you can't change, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. That's it for today's episode of Everyday Stoicism. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoicism. Until next time, keep it real, keep it present, and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.